going to take it in a different direction and hit you up with some jazz music. Let's start out with Yosef Lateef.
Thank you.
Yosef Lateef from the album Blues for the Orient. We heard a track called Revelation, and that one features Yosef Lateef on tenor sax along with, Wilbur Hardin on flugelhorn, pianist Hugh Lawson, bassist Ernie Farrow, and drummer Oliver Jackson. That one dates back from 1961. Well, welcome, listeners. As I said, my name's Ken. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Usually in this spot is the Chuckster with Rock On, but we're going to do a jazz thing today. We're going to keep to that same generation of music. This one recorded in 1963 by the great guitarist Grant Green. And we're going to hear the title track of Idle Moments. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Yes, I dig that. A very slow groove on that one, for sure. The kind of groove that just has you hanging on every note. Especially for me, that Joe Henderson tenor solo in that, particularly just quite moving. That's Grant Green from the album Idle Moments. That's the title track from that, a 15-minute slow jam with Grant Green on guitar, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Duke Pearson on piano. And the other great solo on that, I thought, was Bobby Hutcherson's last solo taken on that. Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Al Harewood on drums. All right, time now, 9:25 here on this version of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Happy to be here, filling in for the Chuckster. We're going to continue on. Well, don't worry, we're going to pick things up a bit here. This is a brand new release from Greg Abate and Phil Woods with the Tim Ray Trio. And it's one of Phil Woods' last performances before sadly passing away. Phil Woods did this great concert with Greg Abate at Chan's. So we're going to hear a track from that. This one's called Steeplechase. But before I get into that, I want to just mention that Greg Abate will be playing here in the Stores area at the Packing House in Willington in March 19th. Definitely want to check that out. But let's listen to Greg Abate playing with Phil Woods. You'll hear Greg doing the first solo on alto sax, and Phil Woods also playing alto comes on the second solo on this one. This is Steeplechase.
Thank you.
Nice Blues there from Albert Rivera from his latest album, Back At It. We heard You Said What? And that has, besides Albert Rivera on, it sounded like alto sax on that one, was also Ian Carroll on drums, Beck Berger on organ, Jonathan Michaels on bass, and Andrew Lippo on guitar. Love it. Before that, we heard from Greg Abate and Phil Woods with the Tim Ray Trio from the album Kindred Spirits Live at Chan's. We heard Steeplechase, and that has Greg Abate on alto sax, as well as Phil Woods on alto sax, Tim Ray on piano, John Lockwood on bass, and Mark Walker on drums. And as I mentioned, Greg Abate will be playing at the Packing House in Willington. The address is 156 River Road, Willington. And you can get more information by calling 518-791-9474. But Greg will be playing there on April 19th. And he'll be there with a great quartet of Ken Hewitt on piano, Nat Reeves on bass, and Ben Bellillo on drums. And I am really looking forward to that. So make sure you put that on the calendar. March 19th at the Packing House in Willington, Connecticut. All right. Last week, I was in New York City and attended a great live performance at the Iridium of Buster Williams, and his group was called Something More. And as I did a little research on that, I found that Buster Williams, as a leader, recorded an album back in 1989, and he called it Something More, and it contained many of the same compositions we heard. But back then, he was playing with an incredible quintet of Herbie Hancock and Al Foster and Wayne Shorter and Shunzo Uno on trumpet, and of course Buster Williams on bass. So I wanted to play a couple tracks from that, and that will actually finish up the show. So I'd like to say thanks for listening. My name's Ken. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Next week, the Chuckster will be back with Rock On. But we're going to finish out with Buster Williams, two from this album. The first one you hear is going to be called Deception, and then the title track, Something More. Good night, folks. I'd like to take a moment to ask of you a small favor. It takes a great deal of time, effort, and money to bring this podcast to you each and every week. Hopefully, this show brings you a deep appreciation of this great American art form. Now, I am asking you to show your support, to give back some of the value that you may take away from this program. Please consider donating to this podcast. Perhaps it is worth the cost of a single CD. Certainly you get at least that much music from just one listening of the show. Maybe you would consider donating even more than that if this program gives you hours of listening pleasure week after week. Whatever you decide, please visit my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. There is a button on the right sidebar where you can make a donation of whatever you feel is appropriate. That's www.jazzandbeyond.com. Thank you for listening.